Good morning, Chodesh Tov. Welcome to everybody joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoredei Chelik Sheni, Hilchos Reishis Hagez, Halacha Hey, paragraph Yud Ches. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud Ches, the sub-paragraph, Vezeh Ma She'omer LeMoshe Kishero Amar HaSneh. We dedicate to learning today Le'ilui and Lechvoid Nishmas, Reb Chaim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chaim Vital, the main student of the Arizal, and the Arizal gave over all of his knowledge to Rabbi Chaim Vital. All the other students were told that they are not authorized to speak and to write on behalf of the Arizal. Only Rabbi Chaim Vital, just like Rabbi Nosson Zal, was the prime student of Rabbeinu Zal in a similar way. His Yahrzeit is today, on the 30th of Nisan, and we dedicate the learning also Le'ilui Nishmas Elimelech Peretz Reb Avrom God. This is a cousin of mine. My father had a brother, Reb Avrom God. Those two were the only survivors from the Holocaust. And this brother married a woman who was from a similar region in Poland where they came from after the war, and they had two sons. Then the family decided to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. The older son, who was in his mid-20s at the time, decided to stay in America. At one point, the parents got a phone call that he was found not alive in his bed, passed away. About a year later, 1 year later, the younger son, who was similar age to me, maybe a year younger than me, who was learning in one of the best yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. It's called Hayishuv in Tel Aviv. And one day he complained that his head was hurting him. And he was sent home and they checked him and he saw he had spinal meningitis. And he was in the hospital for a month, 30 days. His mother did not leave his bedside for the entire 30 days. They told her they're going to call the police. She said, "You can call the army. I'm not leaving here for a moment, for one moment." This was her only child left, you know. And he ended up passing away. They're both buried on Har HaMenuchos, and today is the Yahrzeit. So we dedicate the learning to Elimelech Peretz, Reb Avrom God, and also Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Eliezer, Reb Nosson Yaakov, Harini Kaporos Mishkovoi. Reb Nosson Zal continues now on the topic of removing shoes at certain occasions. V'zeh ma she'omer LeMoshe. Now we understand also what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, kishero'o mare hasneh. When Hashem first revealed himself in a very open way to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning thorn bush, shehu b'shvil kabbalas haTorah, which was all about preparing Moshe Rabbeinu to be the one to receive the Torah on behalf of Bnei Israel, Omar loy, Hashem said to him, Shal na'olecho me'al raglecho, remove the shoes from your feet, ki ha'mokim asher oimed eleho admas kodeshim, because the site that you're standing on now is holy ground. Ki Moshe ro'o vehine hasneh boyer ba'esh, v'hasneh enenu ukol. Moshe Rabbeinu saw something that he couldn't make any sense out of. Thorns usually burn very quickly. He saw this thorn bush burning in a very serious way, and yet the thorns were not being destroyed at all. The hispale the toma mo'oid, and he was amazed by this and couldn't understand it. The Omar, he said, Osurono ve'ere es hamara hagodol hazeh. Let me turn and look at this incredible sight. Madua lo yivar hasneh? Why is this bush not being destroyed by the fire? Ki Hashem yisborach nizgal elav mitoich hasneh. The reason why Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu at that time in a thorn bush is mishum imoy anoichi betzoras hagolus. Hashem wanted to give Moshe Rabbeinu a message. The Jews are in exile. The Jews are in a thorn bush. I'm in a thorn bush with you. As the Medrash says, "V'ikar hagolus swalidei nefilas ahalochos," and as we've been learning the whole time here, one of the main causes of the golus is when there are people who are learning improperly, especially Torah Shebaal-Peh, and as a result, the Torah Shebaal-Peh falls spiritually. The halachos fall; they go down. Al kein ro'a Moshe shehasneh boyer bo'ish. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the thorn bush is burning with fire. Ki hasneh hu bechinas hakoitzim v'hachoichim hasevavim es hasheshana. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim where it describes the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, which is called Shoshana, a beautiful rose. And it says that the rose is surrounded by thorns, koitzim and choichim, which represent all the klipos, all the forces of tumah, all the other nations that want to devour the Jewish nation. Shehi bechinas Torah shebal peh, and the Shekhinah, this Shoshana, which is the Shekhinah, is also referred to as the oral Torah. We mentioned, if you recall, the previous year that the written Torah represents Zeranpin. It usually represents the male. The oral Torah represents the female, the Malchus, the Shekhinah. Hagunim. And unfortunately, Torah Shebal Peh has fallen into the hands of people who are learning improperly. Many people that are learning Torah Shebal Peh are learning for the wrong reasons. Begolus. And as a result of that, it's as if the Torah is in exile by these people. It's not in a place that it's comfortable being. Kishoshana ben achoichem, like a rose among the thorns. V'yafal pi shehim oiskin ba'Torah, and despite the fact that these people are learning Torah, shehi bechinas eish, which is compared to fire, bechinas haloi koidvorai ko eish, as the pasuk says, Hashem says, my words are like fire. Afal pikein ein koyach ve'esh ha'toyro levayar ve'lisroif es ha'sneh shimchines ha'choichem va'koitzim. The Torah itself isn't powerful enough to destroy the thorns, the negativity here, because the people that are studying it are learning lo lishma. V'al kein hispalei Moshe Moitalzeh, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was amazed at this. Madua lo yivar ha'sneh ve'esh ha'toyro. Why isn't the fire of the Torah powerful enough to destroy the negativity, the klipos, the thorns? Veshivo Hashem, and Hashem responded to him. Hashem answered him, "Al tikrav haloin, don't get too close, don't approach. Shalno lechem al reglecho, remove the shoes from your feet." And the Zohar HaKadosh explains, "Ki lahasig soid zeh." In order for Moshe Rabbeinu to get to understand the secret that was taking place here, tzrichin he had to remove his shoes at sheyala lebechinas mokim and thereby be able to rise up to the place of the heavenly Beis Hamikdash, shehu bechinas shoroshe, which is the source from which the Torah comes forth from heaven. Sheshom bechinas kosnos oyer bialef. There, the garments are not leather garments. The garments are garments of light with an aleph. Sheze bechinas ma'aseisa b'tikunei Zohar shalna olecho do itza. And with this, we understand that the Tikkuni Zohar tells us that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, remove your shoes, it meant remove your wife, separate. You must, and now separate from your wife. Shetzrichin lahafrishatzmoi betachles haprishus mizivu katachdoin. Moshe Rabbeinu was unique, a unique individual who had to have such a constant high-level connection to Hashem that at that point in time he was required to disconnect from the lower zivug, his zivug with his own wife, Tzipora, rak liyached ulazavig zivugim elyonim, and only to be involved in unifying the divine zivuk, kaviyochel, Hashem and the Shechina, she'osim al yedei biror ha'halochis bebechina hanal mavur batranal, which is accomplished when a great tzaddik studies Torah Shebal Peh properly, and when he takes the words of insults that Talmid Chachamim that study shelo lishma throw at him, and he repairs them, he corrects them, and he turns them into halochis. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutey Moharan, chapter 12, and when he by doing this, he's zoche to elevate the Shechina all three elevations, as we spoke earlier, the chibuk, the embrace, the nishuk, the kiss, and the zivug. V'oz yovin shekol yemei hagolus yef shalavar hasnei legamri. And then, by Moshe Rabbeinu doing this, he'll be able to understand that during the time of Golus, we cannot destroy the thorn bush completely. Ki behechrech sheyir lahatzadik b'limudoi b'chinas smoil b'shvil parnoso. Because even the tzaddik must have a connection to the left side in order to be able to bring down parnoso. Shehu chius v'kiyum ho'ilam, which is what sustains the world. U'mishom nimshach koyach hasneh, and that's where the thorn bush draws its power from. Kizeh ha'tikun v'abiru lo yugmar b'shleimus ha'shiyof v'moshiach, because this tikun of eliminating the left side completely, the negativity completely, will only be accomplished when Moshiach comes. She'oz yihyeh halacha berura. The Gemara tells us that's when the Torah Shebaal Peh will become perfectly clear. There'll be no more debates, no more unclarity. And that's when the feet, the lower part of the feet, will have the greatest elevation. Bibchinas, as it says in the Navi Zechariah, in speaking about Moshiach, it says, V'omdu raglov bayoim ha'hu'al harazesim. The feet of Moshiach will stand on harazesim. What's wrong with saying V'oma, that Moshiach will stand? What's raglov? To tell us that this is the tikkun that's going to be taking place when Moshiach comes, that those neshamos and those holy sparks and that Torah Shebaal Peh that has fallen down to the feet will be elevated. And as it says at the end of the Navi Doniel, Adamotu Raglin Baraglin, that when will the final Geula take place? When the feet will connect with the feet. Hamuva Bezoyar, that's the expression that's brought in the Zoyar Kodesh, Parshas Pikudei, and in the Kisvei Arizal, all the way at the end of the Navi Doniel. That's the terminology that's used. When Moshiach comes, that's when the Raglin will unite with the Raglin, meaning that the Tikkun will reach the lowest places, even those neshamos that were in the lowest places. Avo kol yemei hagolus, hatzadikim mevarin umalin ha'alochis b'chol pam, kefi ma shetzrichin lesakinos. However, so long as we're still in Golus, the tzadikim are involved in refining and improving and elevating the halachas gradually, based on what's needed at a particular time. V'alkein be'emes me'ein Moshe b'shlichusoi. And now we can understand why Moshe Rabbeinu refused when Hashem offered him the opportunity to put an end to the Golus, to put an end to all of this suffering of the Jews in Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to get out of it. V'omar, he said, shlach no b'yad tishlach, send the one who you're gonna send. Ki yoda shelo yigomer habirur al yodoi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he would not succeed in finishing the job. Ach Hashem yisbrach hichricho ilayelech. However, Hashem insisted and forced Moshe Rabbeinu to go. Kedei sheyitein eskol ha-toyra li-Yisrael. So that Moshe Rabbeinu would succeed in giving the entire Torah to the Jewish people, v'yoytzias Yisrael migolos Mitzrayim, and he would take us out of that first exile, the Egyptian exile. Ki yefsher levarer hakol bepam echod, because one of the most important rules in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, is that it's impossible to repair everything instantaneously. Just like Begashmias, person Chasham breaks a leg, who knows what happens, and they want magic. I'll take this pill and I'll be all better. And we know that usually it doesn't work that way. Beruchmias also, it doesn't work that way. V'chol chiyuseinu v'kiyumeinu b'chol doer atshiyovei Moshiach, hakol b'koichoi shal Moshe. And our entire existence and our source of spiritual life throughout all the generations until Moshiach comes, is all based on what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished. Shezocho lekabel es kol ha-toyra, who was zecher to receive the entire Torah from Hashem on our behalf, al yedei sheberer kol ha-halachos, as a result of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was mevarer all the halachos that he was able to. V'afal pi shekilkalu afaka kamo shekilkalu, and despite the fact that the Jews ended up messing up after Matan Torah with the Egel HaZohav, with the Meraglim, all at she'ein halacha brura or mishnah brura malkam echad, to the point where the Gemara says nowadays there's no clarity, there's a tremendous lack of clarity in the Torah Shebal Peh, kvar yesh lanu koyach al yidei hatzadikim shebechol doer lehiskayim al yidei haTorah shekibalnu. We have the ability to exist and to go forward in every generation through the tzaddikim that are found in every generation with the Torah that we received from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki adarabba, because just the opposite of what you were thinking. Daiko alidei she'en yoidin ha'alocha, it's as a result of us not having clarity in the Torah Shebal Peh, kiyem alidei yegiyos gedoilos, without really struggling, working hard, that's what enables the tzaddikim and the close students of theirs, the religious people, to rise to tremendous heights. By really struggling and working at studying Torah with the right intentions, with tremendous effort, to the point where we succeed in every generation in bringing more clarity and more clarity to the Torah and revealing new things from the Torah. This is what allows us to exist and function in all the generations ad sheyavoy Moshiach, until Moshiach will come. Velulei haTorah shenasan lanu Moshe Rabbeinu, were it not for the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, we would not have any ability to exist or survive at all. Ve'ikar hatikun b'chol doer, malidei tzadikei emes, ve'hanilvim aleihem, ha'oiskim b'toyer l'shmo. And the greatest accomplishment in each and every generation is achieved through the true tzadikim of the generation, and those who are attached to them, who are studying Torah Lishma for the right reasons. There's no gaiva, there's no arrogance. Shehem malin kol ha-halochei shenaflu l'sharoshon. They elevate all of the fallen halochos to their original source. Ad sheyavoy Moshiach tzidkenu b'mehir v'yameinu, until Moshiach will come, ve'yigmur ha-tikin b'shleimus, and will complete the tikkun totally, amen v'amen. I'd like to mention, we didn't mention it in the beginning of the shir, as the shir is taking place, there's a bris. One of our regular participants in the shir has a bris of a grandchild today, and the learning is dedicated. Everything should go kishura, the whole process, the traveling to the bris itself, and the returning home from the bris should go well, and the bris itself, and the mother, Tehila Rivka, Bas Soraleya, should have a complete refuah shleima. The Rachanim Oil should be healthy and well, and be zecha to grow to be a Yirei Shemayim, a Talmud Chacham, a real Breslover.
Amen.
Any questions, please? Paragraph Yotes, v'zeh b'chinas, and this is what's meant, what the Torah tells us about Shabbos, im toshiv mi Shabbos raglecha, that on Shabbos there's a special avoida related to the feet. There's a concept of tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk a certain distance out of the city limits. Ki ikar, a person is not allowed to take big steps on Shabbos unless they're going to shul, going for a mitzvah. Ki ikar hagolus v'hatiltul hu b'sheishes imei achol. Because the main time that Jews are wandering around and traveling and in exile is during the 6 days of the week. Ki sheishes imei achol hem b'china shisha sidrei mishnah. Because the 6 days of the week correspond to the six sections of Mishnah, Shehein Bechinas Kosher Upasol Tomei V'Toher Osru Mutar. In Mishnayis, we generally have six opinions, three battles going on. One says kosher, one says posel, one says tomei, one says toher, one says osru, one says mutar. Sheshom Iker Hayegia. And that's where the main struggle is, levarer ha-halacha, to clarify. So what are we supposed to do? Levarer ha-mutar me-hosar, to clarify what is permissible and what's forbidden. Ha-kosher me-apostle. Shemishom nimshochim kol ha-nasiyos. And that's what's behind all the travels of the Jewish people. Shehin bechinas golus v'tiltul, which the Torah refers to sometimes as exile. Shezel bechinas vayemoru es chayehem shenemar beis hagolus. And this is also what the Torah is hinting to when it describes the suffering of the Jewish people in Egypt. It says that they embittered their lives. Kemo she'isa b'tikune zoyara vayemoru es chayehem ba'avoido kosho. The Egyptians embittered the lives of the Jewish people with hard labor. The Zohar Kodesh says kosher means kushya, with questions, that the Jewish people were not able to resolve all the questions that they had about Hashem. Bechomer ubelevenim, with lime and bricks. The Zohar Kodesh says bechomer hilchasa, with the severity of the halachos, the chumrois of the halachos. Ubelevenim, and with the bricks. Do libuna shmeitza. That refers to whitening the topics in the Torah, meaning clarifying the topics in the Torah. Hainu sheikar meriras hagolos nimshach machma shepogmu belimura Torah kdoisha. This tells us that the main bitterness that the Jewish people experience in exile is because of the fact that there were people who were learning improperly. And that's what created a situation where now it requires bitterness and major struggle to refine and clarify the halachos, the Torah Shebal Peh. Shemishom hagolus v'hatiltol. And that's what's behind the exile and the struggle and the travels of the Jewish people, the wanderings of the Jewish people. However, Shabbos is a time of rest and freedom. Therefore, on Shabbos, there's no exile, there's no wandering far away. Because we're not allowed to go out of bounds on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a taste of the future. She'ikar shleimus birur ha-halocha ye'oz. Then in Olam Haba, in the future, that's what we're going to achieve, the greatest clarity of the halocha. V'gam kol ha-koyach levarer ulalabin halocha b'sheshes me'achol, she'hem yimei ha-golus, ha-koyl b'koyach kedushas Shabbos, she'nim shachol yimei ha-chol. Our entire ability during the 6 days of the week to be able to clarify the laws of the Torah comes from Shabbos, from drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays. That one way we do that is by adding from Friday to Shabbos, taking in Shabbos early and extending Shabbos late. Ki Shabbos hu shleimus hadas sheyizgal l'osid. Because Shabbos represents that super high level of das that we're going to be zeichet to in the future. She'oz yasigu kol hilchas haTorah betachlis habiro lamitosam. That's when we're going to be able to understand all the laws of the Torah to the greatest degree of purity and clarity. V'gam yovinu oz kol pnimiyis soidois shel kol halacha halacha. And in addition, we're going to understand the deep secrets behind all the halachas of the Torah. Eich ledabek esatzmoy v'lichlo bo yisporach aydei kol din v'din shel kol halacha v'halacha. How it's possible for a Jew to make a deep, powerful connection to Hashem through each and every halacha, by eating kosher, by wearing tzitzis, by a woman covering her hair, each and everything. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, kol hashena halachos b'chol yoin muftach loy shuben olam haba. A person who studies halacha every day is guaranteed that he will be a ben olam haba. Ki kifi hayegia shahoyeloi b'olam hazeh lilmoid v'lishnais halachos, because based on the amount of effort that a person put into it during in this world to study and try to understand the halachos, kein yizke olam haba. That will define how much olam haba the person will have. Shehu hasogas das pnimius v'soydos halachos, and one of the main definitions of olam haba is that we will be zeche to understand the inner secrets of the Torah of all the halachos. Sheze ikar bechinas oinig Shabbos, and that's what the real pleasure of Shabbos is all about. Shehu tainug v'shiasho olam haba, which is a taste of the pleasure and joy of olam haba. On Shabbos is when a person can get a taste of this higher level learning. A person who believes in the holiness of Shabbos, a person who believes in tzaddikim, to them Shabbos is olam haba, mamish olam haba. And when they're learning on Shabbos, they can experience a whole different experience than during the 6 days of the week. Any questions? V'alkein oz b'Shabbos oilin horaglin. And this will explain why, just like we learned earlier, when Moshiach comes, it says, v'omdu ragla bayoim hahu, and adamoti raglin baraglin. So too, when this Torah speaks about Shabbos, it speaks about an elevation of the feet. Bechinas im toshuv mi Shabbos raglecho. Ki birur vezikuch ha-halochais b'shlemus, hu bechinas aliyas haraglen kanal. Because achieving complete success in clarifying the halochais, which have fallen to a low place, is referred to as elevating the feet. Remember, Torah Shebal Peh is synonymous with Malchus, which is the raglan, the feet. V'alkein ikar zivuvan shel tamidei chachamim b'Shabbos. And this explains why the Gemara tells us that tamidei chachamim, the correct time for them to be with their wives is on Shabbos. She'oz hazivug b'gdusha. That's when the zivug is in the greatest degree of holiness. B'bechinas biror ha-halochos. As Rabbi Nazal explains over there in chapter 12 in Likut Imran, which this whole chapter is based on, Timavur Lamal, and as we discussed earlier, V'chol zeh b'koyach hatzadik, and all of this can be accomplished through the power of the tzadik, shehu b'china Shabbos the kuliyomi. The tzadik who is called the Shabbos of the entire week. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's our students said to the Rebbe, you are the Shabbos, we're the weekdays. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes us into another topic that he's going to connect to all of this, the topic of Tisha B'Av and then the 3 weeks. Paragraph Chav, and this is the final paragraph of this halacha, though it's pretty substantial. We'll see if we complete it today on the first day of Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow, which is the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. V'zeh b'chinas bein hamtzorim. And this is all tied into that three-week period, which is between the constrictions. That's the term that's used between Shivasar b'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which are each a meitzar, a constriction, a fast day, when terrible, the Gemara tells us, five terrible tragedies took place in each one of these 2 days. Shemisablinos al hagogos v'churban beis hamikdash. That's when we mourn the exile and the destruction of the beis hamikdash, shenimshach minafilas ha-halochos, which we said again was all caused as a result of the falling of the halachos, al yedei sheloimdim sheloi lishma, by people learning Torah for the wrong reasons, with the wrong intentions, lehisyaher, in order to become arrogant, Ad shenivkam etzlam halacha is kol kach, to the point where their Torah learning becomes so damaged, ad shenaseh lohem peh ledaber al tzadik emes, where they're going to use the Torah that they learn, the Gemara that they use, to make fun of tzadikim amitiyim. Shemishom kol hachurbanos. That's the real cause of all the destruction. Note right now, we're in the period of Sfira Soimera. Rabbi Akiva was one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, and his students had the incredible privilege of having him as their Rebbe. So they were certainly on a very high level. And when it came to all mitzvahs of the Torah, I'm sure they were the best, the finest. There was one area that they were weak in, the Gemara says. They didn't show the proper respect to each other, and that was enough to justify Hashem inflicting a plague and destroying, wiping out 24,000 rabbis, 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. Stop to think that what that means. In a period of 33 days, an average of 800 funerals a day, Rahman al-Islam. Whereas we're told by the Dor HaFloga, the Dor HaFloga, where people got together and said, let's build a tower up to heaven, let's fight Hashem, let's fight the Creator. Imagine how ugly, how evil that is. And yet the Torah tells us that because there was unity between them, Hashem said, destroy them, I won't. They will not be destroyed. I'll confuse them, I'll mess them up, that each one will not understand what the other one's saying. I'll make them, that's when all the different languages came into being, so that they won't understand each other because they're using the unity to join together to fight Hashem. That's not good. But the Achdus allowed them to survive. So Rav Nosson Zal says now that it's this pegam in the halachas that's the cause of all of this, where they end up speaking against the true tzaddikin. V'alkein noyagin she'en oichlin bosor be'elu hayomim. And therefore there's a custom of not eating meat during these days, those days, lohoyrois shenesalmu me'itonu ha'halochois me'oitzim ha'churban shahoyo bayomim ahein. What this is showing is that we've fallen in our knowledge of Torah, that we don't have clarity in the halachos because of the great destruction that took place then. Sha'alkein ein oichlin basar, and that's why we're not eating meat. Bebechinas, because the Gemara says, am ha'oretz lo yoichal basar. An am ha'oretz, a person who is not learned in Gemara, is not allowed to eat meat. So we're showing that we recognize that the fact that there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, that the fact that implies that our Gemara learning was defective. Yadibur hu hanefesh, because speech is an expression of the soul. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayihi Adam lenefesh chaya, man was a living soul, and the Targum says, Leruach memalala, a spirit that speaks. V'zeh sheyodei alahalois kol adiburim shenaflo lamato, v'lachzer elasmem halochois, and the person, the tzaddik, who knows how to elevate all the words, even the negative words, even insults that are hurled at a tzaddik, he knows how to elevate those words, v'lachzer elasmem halochois, and restore them and make them back into halachos, u yochel lechol basar. He is qualified to eat meat, meaning levarer ulahalos hanefesh hamegulgol b'chai. He's qualified to refine and elevate the level of a soul that's been reincarnated into an animal, lahachziroi lemedaber, to elevate it from chai to medaber. When a human being eats meat, they're elevating the nefesh that's in that chai to medaber. Avlato, beyomim hasmuchim leTisha B'Av, but now during these days that are close to Tisha B'Av, the 9 days, or according to the Sfardim, Shvuah Shechalboi, she'oz hayotokef hachurban, that's when the real severity of the destruction of the Beis Mikdash and Yerushalayim, everything was taking place, Ein lanu koyach levarer halacha. We realize that we don't have the ability to bring clarity to the Torah Shebaal Peh. Al kein, osur lechol basar. That's why we're forbidden to eat meat. Bebechinas am haoretz lo yochal basar. As it says in am haoretz, shouldn't eat meat. Any questions? A person would ask, nowadays, aren't we all Amorites? You know, the answer is that the rabbis decided that we're allowed to eat meat if it's kosher, etc., etc. Here again, there are many religious people who try to reserve that for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, for Rosh Chodesh, for special occasions, because they understand that meat is a very high level. There are different levels within creation. Inanimate objects, plants, vegetables, fruits is a lower level. And then we go to chai, living things, birds, animals, those things, which is a much higher level. The souls that are reincarnated into those items are on a higher level. And a person has to be on a higher level to be able to elevate those souls. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch says that a teacher, a rabbi, is not allowed to hit a student during these days, during the 9 days, possibly during the 3 weeks. Because the fact that a rabbi, a teacher, should have to strike a student, that's showing us the state of bitter exile that we're in. That's part of all the difficulties involved in people clarifying the Torah. And therefore, there are times when it requires a patch to get a child to concentrate. And this originates from when Moshe Rabbeinu struck the rock, shenimshach halidei shecholku alav. And what led Moshe Rabbeinu to change, not to follow Hashem's instruction, Hashem said, speak to the rock. And Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock was all of the opposition and the heckling and everything that was taking place at the time against Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshe Isa b'Zohar HaKodesh, as the Tikkun HaZohar speaks about this, u'muva b'hatoyra hanav. And Rabbeinu Zal mentions this also in our chapter of Likud Moran, chapter 12, which this halacha is based on. He quotes the Zohar HaKodesh, which says, ilmole hiko Moshe batzur lo yhavotarchi rabbonin b'shmaitza. Were it not for Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock, the rabbis would not have to struggle so hard to clarify the Torah Shebaal Peh. Aval be'elu hayomim shebein hamitzorim. However, during these days, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Shavuot Shechalboy, she'oz toikif marira sachurban, which is when we're remembering the severest, the roughest part of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim, also lakoisam, we're not allowed to hit the student. Ki ato koshe beyoiser levarar halacha. Because during that period of time, it's most difficult to clarify the halacha. Ve'yuchal lekalkel ulehazik letalmidim aydei hako. And it's possible for the rabbi to do damage to the student by hitting the student during those days. Ki be'eis hachurban bi'atzmoy yef shelevarar. Because when we're in the thick of the Churban, you cannot clarify the halacha. You cannot clarify the Torah Shebaal Peh. V'al kein, also lilmoid klal b'Tisha B'Av. And this explains why on Tisha B'Av we are forbidden to learn most of the Torah, rak b'dvorim horoim. We're only allowed to learn terrible things. We're allowed to learn about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. We're allowed to learn Eicha. We're allowed to learn parts of the Gemara that speak about Avelus, mourning. V'chein osuros lohaniach tefillin. And it's also forbidden on Tisha B'Av to put on tefillin for the first half of the day. Utzrichin chalitza samin olayim. And we have to remove leather shoes, no wearing leather shoes. Ki hakol bechina achas, because all of these things are really one. Ki tefillin moichin, sheshom biror halachos, because the Sifrei Kabbalah explain tefillin represent moichin. That's where we get our intellect, our knowledge, our clarity from. Shemishom nimshochin tikkun hamenolim. And that's also, it's from the moichin, the seichel that we draw from tefillin. That's also what makes, gives us the tikkun of the shoes. Bebchinas, as the Gemara says, kitfillin kach menolim. That tefillin are leather, shoes are leather. The same rules that apply to tefillin, just like tefillin is put on the weaker hand, so too shoes, we tie the tefillin on the weaker hand, so to shoes, we tie the left shoe for the weaker shoe first. The shoe on the weaker foot. U'b'Tisha B'Av neskalkel kol zeh. And on Tisha B'Av, all of this got messed up. Alkein osur b'chol zeh. And therefore, all of these things are forbidden. Rak tzrichen lehisabel ma'oid al churban beis hamikdash. But rather, we have to focus our attention on really mourning the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, v'leishev la'oretz, and to sit down on a very low place towards the ground, u'lahashpil daito be'emes, and to really humble ourselves. V'chein b'chol yoim, tzrichen leishev al ha'oretz u'lehisabel b'chatzos laila. And so too, not just on Tisha B'Av, but at midnight, the special time when we devote time to davening and thinking about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that's also a time that people sit on the ground or sit down very low. And all of this contributes to bringing clarity to the Torah Shebal Peh. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Kol hamesabel al Yerushalayim zoiche veroye besimchasa. Whoever mourns over the destruction of Yerushalayim sees and experiences the joy of Yerushalayim, the joy of the Beis Hamikdash, which means the joy of clarity and Torah. The Ikar HaSimcha Hi HaTorah. When the Gemara says, we'll be zecha to the Simcha, what's the Simcha? What's the Simcha of Yerushalayim? What's the Simcha of the Beis Hamikdash? The Torah. Shehem HaHalocha is Shia Siguas. This refers to the laws that we derive from the Torah Shebal Peh that will be zecha to achieve them. Bebechinas, Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. As the Pasuk says, the mitzvahs of Hashem are righteous, they bring joy to the heart. Bechinas, Simcha lo ish Bemanei Piv V'dovar Bi'itoi Ma'atoiv. That this Pasuk speaks about the joy that a person experiences in the words they're speaking and doing things in a timely manner. And as Rashi explains, Sheshoyelan behilches chag b'chag, that when do we focus on the laws of a holiday? During that holiday, or right before, in preparing for the holiday. And as it says in Tehillim, Sos anoichi alim rasecha kemoitzei shel arav. David HaMelech says, I'm full of simcha about your Torah, like a person who found an incredible great treasure. This pasuk that we just quoted is the pasuk that the Arizal told Reb Chaim Vitalzal. When Reb Chaim Vital asked him, Rebbe, what's your secret? What gave you the ability to advance so much further even than the awesome other rabbis in the generation? The Beis Yosef, the Alshech HaKodesh, the Haredim giants. And the Arizal said that the superpower came from performing mitzvahs with simcha. And he quoted this pasuk. Dovra Mel says, I am happy regarding the mitzvahs of the Torah like a person who won the lottery, like a person who found a very, very big treasure. And this is our main consolation and condolences after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, after the 3 weeks. Bechinas, on the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, we read the Haftorah, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, be consoled, my nation. Koil koirei bamidbar, a voice calls out in the wilderness, Tanu derech Hashem, clear the path of Hashem, Yashru ba'arava, smooth out the desert, the Arava, Mesila lekeinu, a path to Hashem, Kol gei yinose, every valley will be raised, every mountain will be lowered. Vahoyo he'okoiv lemishar, everything will be smoothed out. Shekolzeh hu mevaser al birur hilchas haTorah. What all of this is really referring to is the bumpy road in the Torah, that the bumpy road in the Torah is going to be straightened out. It's going to become smooth and clear, all the halachos. Sheyasigu b'shleimus kol hadrochem v'hamasilos shebaTorah. The Jewish nation is going to be able to understand completely and clearly all the paths of the Torah, which were hidden, which are hidden now, which we don't have clarity in now. Yizgala in the future, it'll be revealed completely. Lebiko v'he'okoiv. The pasuk is telling us that all the difficulties in the road are going to be smoothed out and cleared out. Vesehu, and this is what the pasuk says, V'niglo kivoid Hashem, the great honor of Hashem will be revealed, V'ra'u kol bosor yachdov, ki pi Hashem diber, and all of mankind will see in unity that the voice of Hashem has spoken. Shehakol yiru hadiburim shenaflu lamato al yidei shechol kol atzadiki emes. Everyone is going to be able to see those words of the Torah that fell down to a very low place as a result of people opposing the true tzadikim. Shemishom kol hachurban. That's the main reason behind all of the destruction. Oz yiru hakol. Then everyone is going to see it. V'yavinu, and everyone will understand. Shehem ha-halochai shenaflu, that the reason for all of this destruction and suffering, everything, is because of the laws of the Torah that fell, the Torah Shebaal Peh that fell. Shehem pi Hashem shediber, which is the mouth of Hashem that spoke, the Torah Shebaal Peh. Elu ha-halochais. Ki ato ein masig zois kim hatzadik emes. Because now the only one who really realizes this and understands this fully is the true tzaddik. Avalo, but in the future, Yiskayim will see the fulfillment. V'ro'u kol bosor yachdav ki pi Hashem diber. Everyone is going to see and realize that what was behind all of this was the Torah Shebaal Peh, the words of Hashem, the Torah Shebaal Peh, that was in a fallen state. And when it got corrected, everything got fixed. Shekol harechosim, all of the obstacles, the ha'akmimius and the crookedness, the ha'halomois and the hiddenness, shehoyo v'halacha, which applied to the halachas of the Torah, shenimshach minafilas haTorah, which was caused by the Torah falling al yidei ha'loimdim she'enam hagunim, by people who are studying the Torah who are unworthy. Where from their Gemara learning, it gives them a mouth to speak against tzaddikim. Oz yiru kol bosor yachdav ki pi Hashem diber. Then all of mankind will see that Hashem has spoken. Shekol ze heim divrei pi Hashem. That all of these words, these insults that were hurled at tzaddikim and everything, they were originally the words of the mouth of Hashem, Shehem ha-halochai shenaflu lamata. Ki oz yizbarer v'yisaleh ha-koil. Because then all of those things are in a fallen state, will be refined, repaired, and elevated, and restored to their original source. At sheyiru ha-koil meheichon nimshach adiburim, to the point where everyone will see from where those words originate from. And this will really magnify the kavod of Hashem. Because the honor will be returned to its proper place. Ukvoido Yisborach, because respect for tzaddikim is respect for Hashem. Vegam hu makpid al kvoid hatzaddik yoiser mikvoidoi. And we find the Medrash and the Zohar Kodesh tell us that Hashem is more particular about the kavod of tzaddikim than he is about his own kavod. As the Medrash and the Zohar Kodesh point out regarding Idoi HaNavi, that when he was sent to tell Yeravam ben Nevat to stop worshiping idols, Yeravam ben Nevat was standing by a mizbeach, by an altar, bringing sacrifices to idols. And he was doing it. Then Hashem told Idoi HaNavi, I want you to go to him and deliver a message. Tell him I'm warning him. If he doesn't change his ways, he's into big, big trouble. And Idoi HaNavi comes and speaks to him, and Yeravam ben Nevat lifts up his hand to smack him. And the moment he lifted up his hand shriveled up and became a tiny piece of skin attached to his shoulder. So the Zohar Kodesh says, look at this. He's bringing sacrifices to idols. Hashem doesn't pull the trigger. Hashem controls himself, Kaviyoho. The moment he lifts up a hand to a tzaddik, instant response, instant punishment. And the Zohar Kodesh says, from here we see that Hashem is more makpid about the kavod of tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim than his own kavod. Any questions, please? We'll hold it over here for now. We have a little bit more. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. I hope with Hashem's help, tomorrow is the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Aleph Iyar. I hope that we'll make the Siyum tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem LeKavod Rosh Chodesh. There was a thought of leaving it for Lag BaOmer and possibly doing it then, but Mitzvah Shem, I hope we'll have what to do then also. We had a Siyum this Sunday on Chayim Aran, the Shiurim Chayim Aran, now a Siyum on this volume of Likutei Halachos. Mitzvah Shem, I hope we're going to start Evin Ezer after this. And we're very privileged to be learning together on a daily basis, Baruch Hashem. Question in the chat: what would be the equivalent of inyanim of biur halacha for women? We do not study Gemara or do biurim in Torah Shebaal Peh. The answer is the laws that apply to women, the laws that apply to candle lighting, the laws that apply to separating challah. I was just at a shiur this Shabbos that was given, explaining the mitzvah of separating challah, different issues that a person has to be aware of, and all the mitzvahs that apply to them. By women not learning those laws that apply to them, by women preparing the clothing and the sandwiches for their children, going to cheder, going to, or the husbands going to learn, they're playing a major important role in all of this. Question in the chat: are we saying that it's proper to eat meat only on special days such as Shabbos, Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh? The answer is preferred, not proper. That if a person has a choice, leave it for Rosh Chodesh, leave it for Shabbos, that kind of thing. We today were allowed to eat meat, chicken, you know, but with the realization that it's a more serious item. It's more expensive. The laws are more delicate and difficult. The laws of kashrus, it requires a very, very good hechsher. And again, to realize when eating an item like that, to make sure to eat, it should be achila dikdusha. Wishing everybody a good Ben Chodesh. We should be a zeichah to Yeshuas and Besuras Toivois and Refuas, especially the Geula Shleima, b'mehirah b'yameinu, amen v'amen.